Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty, because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about when, as leaders, our people come to us and they have some sort of a challenge and they bring it to us and we want to respond, but there's lots of different ways we could respond. Susan, what are some of the things that when you hear that, you think about? What are the pitfalls or the things to be thinking about when our people are coming to us when they're struggling with something?
I love that question because as a new leader, it used to be my problem, right? Their problem became my problem, or the parents' problem became my problem, or you just take it all on because you want it to be right and you want to help people. However, you are enabling people to not own their own stuff and help them be problem solvers. You're not helping to delegate. You're just getting more worn down, and now you have more things to take care of, right? And so for me, as time went on, I hope that I helped people to see, is this something you just need me to listen with you on? Because you need to vent and get it out. And you really don't need me to solve this problem. You just need a confidant, which I think leaders need to be that for others, right? Without fear that you're going to get in trouble for saying something. I also think there are times when people are at a stop and they really need you to help them brainstorm. And so that question of, so can we do this together? Can we brainstorm? Can we look at different solutions? Because when you start talking about it out loud, that often helps you figure it out. It's not me figuring it out, but it's often the individual who's coming with the problem to figure out. And then they own it again, and they feel good that they've solved their problem, and you aren't enabling them to be dependent on you being the problem solver. And then there's sometimes where it's both of us, right? Something has happened, and together, I as the leader and you as the colleague or the staff member or whatever it is are going to work together because it takes both of you to solve the problem. You have a role and they have a role. But it's taking time to ask that question. And there's a leadership book, The 1 Minute Manager, and then The 1 Minute Manager Meets the Monkey on Their Back. Ken Blanchard is actually the author of many of those books. And that's where it comes from, right? I have the monkey on my back and I keep piling everybody's monkey on my back. But pausing long enough to get that monkey off your back and not owning it by simply asking whoever is coming to you, what do you need from me? And oftentimes it's just to be that listener.
As I was listening to you, one of the things that was coming up is I remember many years ago, I had a mentor. I was going through a really tough time at work and I was consistently needing to like process the information. And I would go to that individual and they would let me just la 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 about whatever. And then at the end, their standard question was, okay, so what's your plan now, Tess? And I loved that because it really supported me. They held the space, but then there was always this, what now? So that it wasn't their job to take it on. It wasn't their job to fix it. It was their job to hold the space and then to be able to say, okay, so what's your plan? What are you going to do about it? And I loved that. I think the other thing is I love what you mentioned about on almost like on the front side to say, so how do you want me to manage this? Do you want me to just listen? Do you want me to mentor and guide and coach? Do you want me like what is my role? What would you like for me to do with this? The other thing as I was listening to you is that sometimes there's a lack of skill and sometimes there's just a lack of clarity. And so if we can figure out where our staff are, is it that like a lot of times, a lot of the work that I do is supporting difficult communication. And so for me, it's like, if someone comes to me because they don't like so-and-so, right? Then we need to figure out like, how do I give you the skills and the confidence to go have a conversation about so-and-so about the thing you don't like? because it's not necessarily my job to go do that. So I think it's there's so many different beautiful questions about trying to figure out how can I empower my person or this person the best I possibly can so that I'm not the one who's adding to my to-do list and I'm really helping them have the confidence and the skills to be able to say either, whew, I got that out of my system, I can move on now. Or, okay, now I've got a plan and I know what I'm going to do to manage this because I'm capable.
So, as leaders, the next time someone comes to you with a problem that they want you to take on, I want you to think about how you're going to pause and ask three important questions. Are you here to vent? Happy to listen. Are you here to think through and solve the problem, but you need me to prompt you with questions for ideas so you can go at it? Or is it something together we need to do?
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this, and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter. Today's episode is sponsored by Pima County School Superintendent's Lead Now program, a program supporting new and aspiring leaders to be the best that they can be.